Live, we're launching into the second hour of the program, inviting you to bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We'll continue discussing the Albuquerque Police Department gone insane with force, more so than the average police department. And there's plenty of cops out there who are violent and they threaten violence, and there's no shortage of police abuse stories, but a lot of them have been coming from Albuquerque, not just recently, but over time. It's just been a history, apparently. And Radley Balco over at the Washington Post has kind of a rundown of some excerpts from the sordid history of the Albuquerque Police Department. Now, the Department of Justice has actually even issued a report that has several findings about how violent this department is and how often they violate people's constitutional rights and are even rewarded for violating people's constitutional rights. They get promotions and badges and, you know, patches and whatever it is that they get, trophies, things they give out there.
Watches.
So we'll get back into that story. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. And then later, Vice.com asks if it's immoral to pay taxes. First, we go to Miles in Utah, though, to start things out this hour. Miles, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny, Ray, and Mark.
Hey, how we doing?
Hey, Miles. What's on your mind tonight?
I've just been thinking a lot about this whole situation with the Bundys down there in Nevada.
Yeah.
And that little standoff they had this last weekend with the BLM federal agents. And from my understanding, there was at least 100 citizens there that were pretty much strapped to the teeth. And that whole confrontation, that really made me worried because, I mean, just hearing the different representatives from the state talk about how this isn't about cattle, this isn't about land, it's about state rights. And what I'm saying is that right there is the potential of a civil war, especially with how volatile the opinions are of everybody right now concerning.
Who would the civil war be involving? What would the sides be in your mind of this civil war?
Well, I think it would be a conglomerate of a lot of things. There's a lot of things that people would want to get up in arms about. And all it takes is that first shot.
Okay, but who would this?
Can you give us the basics of the sides? Because I really don't even see the sides
here. Are you saying it would be the people versus the state, or would it be something else? What's your vision there?
Well, I mean, looking back at like the Civil War we had during Lincoln's reign, his presidency, everybody wants to believe that it was about freeing the slaves. That was an objective. But in the end, it was about state rights. And
state rights to own slaves.
What's that?
State rights to own slaves, essentially. I mean, there were some taxation issues that were certainly going on at the time, too.
Right, exactly. But I think that the biggest problem that sparked the entire thing was about state rights.
Well, I mean, I think
involved as well.
Taxes but, and slaves, I think, well, were really the issues.
Okay, so we know what happened in the original Civil War, but what do you expect to see here?
Well, my biggest concern is that, especially around here, I know that the talk here is pretty hot about the subject of the government taking all the control that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And in the situation you're talking earlier about police brutality, and everywhere you look, it's slowly getting more rampant, and they're getting more aggressive.
Okay, so you've really not answered my question yet. I've asked it three times.
So here's what
times.
I don't understand. Is it going to be the federal government against the state of Nevada? Is it going to be the federal and state of Nevada against the Bundys and the rest of us? Who are the sides here in this confrontation? That's what we're trying to ascertain.
Well, my thinking on it is that the government wants
concern.
That land. And I'm not exactly sure, you know, what sides would be, like, completely lined out. Just because the way I'm seeing it is there's just so many people that are ready to go to war over a long line of different items on the list.
fascinating how there's this air of there's this revolt in the air, and it seems like everybody, even the mainstream media and the popular culture, is seeing everybody will tell you, well, there's something coming. I don't know what it's going to be.
Are you agitating for this, Miles? Is this something you want to see happen?
No, not really, especially with how volatile our foreign affairs are. I mean, you look left and right, and there's wars and rumors of wars.
Okay, so you would prefer to not see a civil war, but yet you feel like it's inevitable or imminent or what?
I definitely feel that it is coming.
Okay, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Very ominous.
I have been hearing about this civil war for many, many years, decades even.
Yeah.
That there was a time when people were saying that around the Rodney King time, you know, I was hearing, white people talking about could be a race war. Now, race war is a really bad idea if you... I mean, race wars are a bad idea for any race out there.
Especially if you're a minority.
Yeah, especially if you're a minority. And if you take a look at blacks, I think that the number's like 12% or 18% or something like that. So, you know, outnumbered like a mamma jamma there. That's not a good idea. I don't think that there's going to be a race war simply by the fact that the sides stink, right? I've been hearing this stuff all along, and I don't know. I mean, all the evidence I see is Americans are willing to put up with a bigger and more intrusive federal government over time. I mean, it's the frog boiling in the pot thing.
Yeah.
And as long as the temperature gets turned up slowly enough on the pot, then the frog won't jump out. I don't think this is the case. I'm skeptical of it, and I've been hearing about it for a long time. Hasn't happened yet. Now maybe this is just an entirely different thing. And will a civil war or a war on the North American continent take place? Well, unless we eradicate war. And unless humans just cease to exist, I guess the answer to that is yes.
I was saying before, it's fascinating to see, you know, libertarian dystopians in the future and revolution in mainstream media. But I think the U.S. is going to end with a whimper. I think the state is going to end with a whimper. And I can't see anybody lining. I can't see any credible ideologies that people are going to, you know, stand up under their banner that are then going to go to war inside the U.S.
Most people don't have an ideology. They just have a political party that they align themselves with. If they have any beliefs, it's, you know, they've chosen the red team or the blue team, and they'll do whatever it is that the party, you know, aficionados, the Rush Limbaughs and the Randy Rhoadses of the world will tell them, well, this is the official viewpoint, or Newt Gingrich, whoever it is that they look to for their inspiration. And I would have asked the caller if he had supported this civil war that he was predicting, which I found strange. I figured he'd be a supporter, but no. Threw me a curveball. I would have asked him, well, have you not paid taxes? Because a lot of these people that talk about, I'm going to shoot them, they're going to come, and we're going to put up a fight. Well, what else have they done? Have they done anything at all to refuse to cooperate?
Well, they're not anarchists. That's the point, though, Ian. You know, a person that would refuse to pay their taxes might refuse to pay for reasons because they believe that the state is an immoral organization.
But they're willing to kill people, but they're not willing to refuse to pay taxes?
We got
to
pay taxes, man. It's just that I'm going to take over. See, this is the thing about organizations that intend to take over the government, is that within that organization, there's always power struggles, violence is in play, people die inside the organization and out, right? Mm-hmm. So what you have is with a revolution, the person who is most able to control most efficiently the largest amount of killers is the one that will end up in charge. This is a terrible system for governance, for choosing a governor. That's a terrible system. Now, is democracy a good system? From what I can tell, all the evidence says no, it's a pretty crappy system. And it's only slightly better than that other one. What I'd like to see, new, better systems.
All right, we'll come back with more, and the only way that's going to happen is, in my opinion, in any decent amount of time, the Free State Project. We can tell you about that on the way. 855-450-FREE, or some of us would prefer no system at all, or at least a consensual system, one in which people agree to them. You can take control of the airwaves here and explore whatever you want on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll free to 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That toll free number brought to you by ProXPN. We've got a website. You can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there for free. Now, the Free State Project is a longtime supporter of the show, but we're also longtime supporters of the Free State Project. It's a nice little partnership that we've had over the years, and it is the reason why the three of us are here together in the same studio in Keene, New Hampshire. There are people all across New Hampshire who have come here because of the Free State Project. Johnny Ray, what is it? What is the Free State Project?
It's a movement. It's a movement to bring 20,000 people who love individual liberty to one place and to be free. And that place is New Hampshire.
That's the goal. Well, the idea is to get active. Move, get active. If you're not already active where you are, then become active in New Hampshire. Do whatever it is that you think is the right path. Obviously, there's a lot of disagreement, as we discussed last night, about what the right path is to achieve more liberty. But I think the more people that are seeking that end goal all in the same place, the same geographic area, the better off we're all going to be. There was talk earlier on the show tonight about a civil war. And I feel like the viewpoint that it's going to end up with violence, that is this country or whatever, the United States, is going to end up on a violent note, is a viewpoint that's common among people who feel like there's no hope, that there's nothing left to believe in, you know, that it's just a matter of time, that's inevitable, that's going to go to violence. And I used to be that hopeless violence sort of believer. I'm not anymore. And Johnny Ray, I like your viewpoint that the U.S. is going to die with a whimper rather than with a bang.
Well, the truth is, Ian, you may not remember, but halfway through my little rant there, I pushed the microphone away from my mouth, and it was because
I had to cough.
It was because I had completely forgotten exactly the point I was trying to make, and I was carving up my own idea. And what I was trying to say was, I'm worried that we're going from a society where we didn't really know about all the awful things that the police and the feds do to us.
Mm-hmm.
To going to a world where we do know and we're outraged, but the feds and the police continue to do awful things to us.
It's definitely how things are. I mean, people don't know what to do. There's plenty of stories about police violence in Albuquerque and the department.
Well, the prosecutors, too, and, judge corruption. And I think that it really comes down to the judicial system's just broken.
Sure. Well, right.
People feel like they have to support it because, well, if without it, then what else?
It's in the world.
And it's not difficult to understand. It's they're all the three branches of government and their checks and balances. They're all working for the same. They're all in it together. And, you know, what you learned in sixth, seventh grade, it wasn't real. It doesn't work. They don't check each other. They all work together.
So what do you do about it? Well, you can complain. You can call talk radio and bitch about it. You can complain to your friends, complain to your partners in business or whatever. But ultimately, if you're not willing to do more than speak, then you really can't expect much to change. So I think you should take action. If you love the ideas of liberty, if you understand that freedom means you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else, and that in order to be free, you have to allow other people to be free. If you get those ideas, if you love the ideas of liberty, this is the place for you. Go to freestateproject.org to learn about this exciting movement. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up in about 2 months. We're literally maybe 9 weeks away from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a camping event. Free Talk Live is there every single year, and it's just a blast to be around 1,500 like-minded, liberty-oriented people all hanging out in the woods at Rogers Campground in the beautiful northern White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's quite an experience. I recommend you check it out at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. And go sign up for the Free State Project at freestateproject.org as we go to Trina in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Trina.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'd like to share my story.
Please.
10 weeks ago, I got 2 tickets around that time. And in those 10 weeks, I went online to find out how to represent myself in court. And that's when I stumbled across a lot of videos like yours that shows people about their rights. And never did I even think about it, you know, because in this country, we're taught, you know, lawmakers take care of us and stuff like that. So, you know, I never just thought we had, I don't know, I just never gave it a thought about the Constitution or anything. You know, you just figure, you know.
But yeah, you would expect other people to be decent to you.
Yeah.
And to try their hardest when they're entrusted with the public faith.
Well, and you would be wrong.
Getting a ticket opens up a whole new world. And I'm 50. I've been driving for nearly 30-something years, and I never got a speeding ticket until now.
Wow, congrats.
And Yeah, well, I'm a retired law enforcement officer. I was a correction officer in New York. So if I did get pulled over, they kind of gave me what they call professional courtesy.
That's right, yes.
I keep my firefighting helmet right in the back seat.
I'm not saying it's right, and I never did drive crazy, but, you know, that's the reason. That's
but it exists. Professional courtesy is a very real phenomenon.
Yeah, until you retire. Until you retire and leave your state, because I moved to Georgia with a friend. And so on December 22nd, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. There's no one outside. I'm driving kind of slow. And I got my kayak on top of the car going to Stone Mountain Park. And I have my New York plates. And I get pulled over. And he followed me for a while before he pulled me over. So he pulled me over. I didn't know my license was suspended because I didn't change my plates within the 30 days.
Okay.
So my plates were suspended, and I guess my license, I wasn't sure my license was suspended, but he told me my plates were suspended, and so I was like, oh my goodness, I didn't know that. I thought it was because of tickets, parking tickets in New York. So long story short, he didn't take me in because I had my dog in the back. I think that's the reason why, because he would have had to call someone to get the dog, so, and it was almost 7 o'clock, and he'd be getting off at 7, so he just gave me a ticket. So now, before that court date came up, I'm going to Syracuse with a friend. So driving on 81, we passed Pennsylvania coming into New York State, and I'm tired, so I'm driving kind of fast, trying to hurry up and get there. And I'm not even driving my car. I'm driving a friend's car. It was a big SUV. I forgot the name. I didn't think it. I really don't believe I was going 86. In 65, but okay. That's what she said. So I hadn't looked at any videos yet, so I didn't know anything about not answering them and stuff like that. So she pulls me over. I try to show her my shield. She's like, put that away. You know, no respect whatsoever. So then I give her my license. She goes and runs it, and she tells me my license is suspended. And she gave me a ticket for being an unlicensed driver, another ticket for having more than one license, because I still have my Georgia, I have my Georgia license and my New York license, because I'm a CDL driver, and I had got another endorsement, which got me another card, and I kept the card in order to use it when I.
All right, so I'm curious to know where this is going, Trina. I want to hear the rest of your story here. So hang on, we're gonna. I know it's important, so we're gonna get to where you're going here in moments. Just stick with me. We'll come back to you. 855-450-FREE. She's discovered rights and court and what to do, and, well, she might have some questions. So we're going to get to that here in a moment, and we'll hear the rest of her story. And you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live as well.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, bestselling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us on the air here to bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come here tonight, tax day. Folks over at Vice.com are saying don't pay your taxes. We'll get into that here if we get a chance. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype into the show at username lrn.fm and visit us online at freetalklive.com.
If you're buying coffee at one of those chain coffee places on a regular basis, you need to rethink. You need to slow your roll, because the fact is you are spending way too much money on coffee. You can make coffee in a couple of thermoses or something like that. I mean, I don't know how much coffee you're consuming in a day, but you can make your coffee ahead of time in a few minutes in the morning. You know, between the time that you're getting out of the shower and brushing your teeth or whatever, by the time you're dressed, your coffee's going to be done. You can put it in thermoses or one of those cups that has the little spring-loaded sippy thing on it. And you can save yourself a lot of money. Even if you get high-end, delicious coffee like the coffee from BuzzBox Coffee, you can go to coffee.freetalklive.com, check it out, try the coffee there. You can get a pound of it for free at coffee.freetalklive.com. Now, you're signing up for a subscription. You can cancel that subscription anytime. You can get your coffee and cancel right away. That's fine. But it's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. You're going to love the taste of this coffee. And you're going to love the fact that you're helping people around the world in third world countries, by allowing us to give microloans. For every 10 people that sign up at coffee.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live is providing another microloan to help a family who's in need. You know, get that sewing machine or, the piece of equipment that they need in order to start their own business, a bicycle, whatever it might be. They'll be able to get it with a microloan because you signed up to get your coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com, got better quality, healthier, less costly coffee than you've been consuming. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Trina is with us in Georgia. She's 50. She's a former jail corrections officer, and recently got some traffic tickets that led her to do some Googling or searching on YouTube to discover how to defend oneself in court. And somehow you came across videos of liberty persuasion. Do you recall what it was that kind of opened the doors for you?
Well, when I heard the word jurisdiction, to challenge jurisdiction, well, that caught my attention. And sovereign and, you know, things like that that I never heard of.
Now, you do know that most of this stuff isn't going to work, right? Like, you know, there's a lot of theories out there about all these things that you can do in court, but ultimately you're up against a criminal gang of people who will do whatever it is they want to do.
They do whatever they want to do. And I'll just jump straight to your point. I was arrested in the court, and the so-called judge's reason for arresting me was because I live in Georgia. And he spoke those words. I said, what am I being arrested for? He said, because you live in Georgia.
What?
I swear to God. So he's saying that he's going to arrest me to have a bail. His purpose was for arresting me was to ensure that I'd come back.
I see.
Because it was an arraignment, and I'm thinking, okay, I have all this proof with me. I have copies of my registration and everything showing that I never had an insurance lapse, all the payments, the bank statements, everything. I just came with it, everything. And I even got a letter from my insurance company. I even went, I mean, I just did everything. So I'm there, ready to argue. There's no prosecutor. There's not another living soul in the courtroom, just me and this judge. The town is probably 4 miles long and 2 miles wide. It's called Kirkwood in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Upstate New York. So it's a little town. It's a little court. I just passed it twice, and then I, you know, someone directed me to it. It looks like, you know, just a little building, and it says
so
court.
Your arraignment date. So you had gone up there. You got ticketed for being suspended.
I skipped that part. I had to take a plane to get back up there for the arraignment.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. So you get
plane, and then I. Drove 3 hours after I got to New York City.
Was this a misdemeanor charge?
No, it was a misdemeanor charge because if you have an insurance lapse, they consider that an unlicensed, aggravated unlicensed driver.
Right.
And I'm saying, how can I be aggravated if this is my first time ever being in traffic court? I'm telling this guy, this is my first time in my life ever being in traffic court. And he's getting aggravated because I wouldn't take a plea. By this time, I had watched some videos, and they say never take a plea. And he's like, guilty, or I'm not guilty. And I'm like, I'm not taking a plea. I'm just making a special visit. And he's just getting frustrated. And I said, there's no prosecutor. There's no one else in this courtroom but me and him. There's not even a court reporter. He had a...
No bailiff?
I swear to God. I was the only living person. We
crazy.
Were the only two human beings in the courtroom.
It is a crazy story.
And
I mean, I've never heard of a judge being in a courtroom without one of his protection agents. That's just really unusual.
He had on a sweater, he had on corduroy pants, and he was just there, just him, because he's so used to coming in. Because, yeah, so while we were going back and forth about the jurisdiction, someone came in with their ticket. So he tells me, well, just I'll get back to you. And then he takes this guy's information. He tells him he has to pay $150 or whatever it was. And he said he had 60 days to pay it. The guy said, thank you. He left. In a matter of like 2.5 minutes, he was in and out of there.
That's how he wants it, right? Like he wants to make $200 in 2 minutes.
Yeah. Well, and he didn't want you to, he didn't want to, he didn't want to have this other guy who happened to come into the court seeing what you were doing in there, which of course was standing up for yourself, because they don't want they don't want anyone to get any ideas.
Exactly.
Presumably they set a trial date. What happened?
Well, this is what happened. I told him, can you dismiss this misdemeanor because I have all this proof? And he's telling me he can't look at it. I said, what do you mean you can't look at it? I was getting a little upset. I didn't.
Because it's just an arraignment.
Yeah, but I didn't understand that because I know nothing about court. So,
right, sure.
So I'm telling him.
You're like, hey, dude, I just spent $500 on a plane ticket to fly up here, and I brought all this information. The least you could do is look at it.
Exactly.
You know, that would be if they were looking at being customer service or customer friendly.
Or if they actually wanted to help you in this situation and dispense some justice or whatever it is.
No.
They have no intention of doing
that. They want to ring the cash register.
Right. So he said no. And I said, how could you not? So I didn't mean to. I think I slammed it on the table. But I'm like, I got all this stuff. And then he's like, okay, well, give it to me. So then I give it to him. And he shuffles through it real quick. And then he says, well, there's no prosecutor, so I can't make a ruling. This is an arraignment. So at that point, I should have said, well, I motioned to dismiss. And he's like, motion noted. And then he's like, but still, this is just an arraignment. and you have to come back. I said, I can't keep coming back up here. And he looked at me, and he said, okay, well, then I'm going to set a bail.
And that's when you got arrested.
Exactly, because I kept saying a bail. He was just going to take the bail from me right there. But being that I was like, you can't, a bail for what? I didn't understand. I said, you can only get a bail if you're arrested. Why did I say that? He picked up the phone and said, get somebody down here. I don't know who he was talking to, I guess to a clerk or someone.
God. Yep.
And in a matter of minutes, this young police officer comes in. And I mean, he was like, everything was new. He was new. So he comes in, and the judge just leaves the courtroom. He told him something, and then he leaves. So it's just me and this young police officer. And I'm telling the police officer, I'm the retired officer. I showed him my shield. And he's like, oh, I'm really sorry. You know, I don't know what to say. And he's like, well, I'm sorry. I have to handcuff you. And so he was like, well, I won't put it behind your back. I'll just cuff you in the front, you know, make it more comfortable. So he gives me something to sign. I put, all rights reserved. I didn't even put my name. I just wrote all rights reserved. I couldn't think of the rest. I should have put the rest.
Again, it doesn't do anything. I've done that stuff before, and this, you know, it's meaningless.
Yeah, I know. So then they get me down to the county jail, and I'm just like, I can't believe this, because, you know, I used to work in a place like that, and now here I am.
Oh, how the tables.
This is where the bad people go.
How the tables have turned. Trina, exactly. Hang on. I want to hear the rest of your story. You're a good storyteller, so hang on. We're going back with more of what happened with Trina here in a few moments. She's been forced to go back once for the arraignment. They're going to try to force her to go back for a trial. We'll find out what the rest of the story is, and you can share your thoughts and experience with us here. Coming up, Vice.com says don't pay your taxes. We'll dig into that. 855-450-FREE. You can take control on Free Talk Live.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, your first time in court tends to be a learning experience. That's what we're experiencing along with Trina, who is called in from Georgia. We're going to continue with her thoughts and what happened when she, in her 50s, is now facing a misdemeanor charge in New York State for driving without government permission slips or such sort of charges. We'll get back to Trina here in a moment. Also want to invite you to our website. If you like Free Talk Live and you like what we're doing on the air here, you can help us by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 a month. We will take that $5 and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations across the country and bringing new listeners on board via the internet. We're doing internet advertising through Google AdWords right now. That is something that allows us to reach out to just people who aren't looking for liberty-oriented audio content. Because people are looking for libertarian kind of podcasts and live streams. It's easy to find Free Talk Live. But there's a lot of talk radio out there on the internet. So how do you rise above the pack? Well, ad money. And Google AdWords allows us to do that, and it allows us to target people searching for things generic, like talk radio. So that's one of the things we're focusing the AMP dollars on at the moment, but also AMP is constantly going to help outreach to radio stations, to pay Daryl to do affiliate relations for us. He just brought in a couple new radio stations within the last 2 weeks. So this is money that really helps Free Talk Live spread the ideas of freedom. You can join us for $5 a month, and right now and for the next several months, your $5 a month will be doubled to $10 a month because we've got some very generous matching contributors who are stepping up on a monthly basis to match up to $950 a month of AMP dollars. We still have a few hundred bucks a month that we can raise that can be matched every month. So please, if you've been thinking about helping Free Talk Live through the AMP program, now is a great time to do it. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. amp.freetalklive.com. Trina, you're back with us here. You were driving up to New York. You got pulled over there, ticketed for some driving without government permit nonsense or whatever, suspended license. And you then had to go back to go to the arraignment. So you presumably... I'm sorry?
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Mm-hmm.
So you had to go back to go to the arraignment. You went in there, and it was just you and the judge. The judge basically inquired of you as to coming back for the trial. You were basically told him, look, here's all my stuff. Why can't you just dismiss this now? Here's all my paperwork. This should solve this problem. And he, of course, doesn't want to look at it because it's just an arraignment. In fact, you kind of indicated that you didn't like the idea of having to come back, so then he decided that he needed to get some bail money from you. So he has you arrested, and that's where you left your story off.
Right. So I was arrested, and then I just paid the bail while I was there. They were nice enough not to put me in a cell, being that was the most courtesy they could give me.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid it, the $350 plus $40 fee, and waited about 3 hours, I guess, for the process. And really, I was nervous. I was very nervous and upset, devastated, really. And so I let them do their process, which I really should have just refused to everything.
Trina, you have family in New York?
In New York City, I do. Not in upstate New York.
Yeah, so you've got an interest to be able to travel in that state. So you need to come back. You need to get this settled.
Well, now, just you mentioned that you feel like in retrospect you should have refused to process, but that's just going to usually, in most cases, give you another criminal charge.
Well, I don't know. I didn't know.
Yeah, I tend to think that that's not good advice.
Okay, well, good thing I didn't do it. So
there's a lot of really questionable advice out there about what to do in court, as people who attempt it will learn. But yes, continue with your story.
Okay, so after the bail is paid and they're putting Windex on my fingers to get fingerprints, and I was like, what are they doing? I mean, Windex on my fingers, but I just wanted to get this thing over with and get out of there. So they wouldn't take me back to my car. It was about 7 miles away, and they told me they can call me a cab. The cab driver ripped me off because he tells me it's $30. I went 7.5 miles. There's no way that could be $30. So I told him, look, I don't have $30. I already got ripped off once today. So I gave him 20, which was still more than what he should have
gotten. And how were you going to get the car? Was it in an impound lot?
No, the car was still at the court.
Courtroom.
They took me to the jail by police car.
Right. Gotcha.
So you said this judge wasn't wearing a robe and didn't have anybody else in the room. And I think you weren't dealing with a judge. I think you had a magistrate, which is
not as important.
Is an appointed lawyer that handles these sort of things. And actually hasn't been kicked up to a judge yet.
I Googled his name.
Okay.
And it came up that people in town were not happy because they say that he's double dipping because he's a retired state patrol officer. He's a retired state patrol officer, and now he's working as a so-called judge.
Man, these cats are double dipping all over the place. I mean, that's the way it works in these small towns. I mean, it's very common. So, yeah, have you gone back for trial, or is that slated for the future?
I'm still June 4th, and I'm trying to think of ways of not going because I'm actually scared. Because what's going to happen next?
Have they offered you a plea deal?
No. That's the end of it. We just kept going back and forth about jurisdiction. He wouldn't answer.
They'll get you. They usually don't offer the deal at arraignment. I guess sometimes they do. But
yeah, sometimes they do.
But they'll probably make you an offer right before the trial. And, you know, there's nothing wrong inherently with taking a plea deal, ultimately. I mean, I hand out information at courts that advocate not taking a plea deal, but that's part of a larger strategy to clog the court system and, you know, kind of stand up on principle. But there's no point in trying to stand up on principle in New York State. I mean, there's no activism movement there of which to speak. There's not anybody that's going to back you up when you're there. So if a good offer comes in and you know you're worried about a year in jail, because if you're facing a misdemeanor charge, you may be looking at jail time on this. Do you know if it's a jailable misdemeanor?
It was an error. I guess my fault for not changing the place and time, but they made a new rule now, or law, or whatever they want to call it. They call it a law, but they made this new thing where if you move to a new state, at least it's this way in Georgia, when you register your place, it's $730. Actually, it's the sale price of the value of your car. It's the sale price. I mean, it's the tax of the value of your car. So if your car is worth $30,000, the tax for that $30,000 car is what you have to pay. So they rounded mine off to be $780.
This is to get a plate in Georgia?
This is like a driving impact fee. This is what they call it.
Jeez.
I think do they use some term like driving impact fee?
No, they said that this is the new law and to change your plate. And they said that after this, it'll be $20 a year.
Yeah, it was found to be unconstitutional in Florida in the mid-90s. So I don't know. You know, you may get a refund at some point in a decade from now, but I don't know what to say besides that.
I don't have the money. I mean, I didn't have the money at the time. That's why it took more than 30 days.
You get screwed, basically.
Yeah, you see what they do to people that don't have the money. Right. Stick them in jail.
Yeah, I mean, you find the money. You want to drive, you want to go to work, find the money.
You want to get out of jail,
it's
you find the money.
It's a criminal you got family in New York City. Mm-hmm. Go talk to them.
Call them up. Best collection system around.
So it's a criminal gang from top to bottom, and you know, I'm sorry that you had to learn this the hard way, but I'm glad that you found us here on Free Talk Live. Trina, was there anything else you wanted to add tonight to your story?
Well, yeah, just one more thing. After Googling everything about this so-called judge, which is a magistrate, just an administrator, and the person who actually owns the building, the corporation, it's a private corporation. This is what I learned. And it's filed with the state, the Secretary of State, under private corporation. So I get the woman's name who owns it. So I Google her name, find out that her and this magistrate are on the board of the town, and then his son is on another board. And, I mean, they're in cahoots. It's like he has an interest. So I'm trying to figure out, okay, how do I sue? Because I'm really pissed off that I got mugshots and fingerprints and I've been arrested. And, you know, this shouldn't have happened. I felt like, you know, only time you should get arrested, this is supposed to be a crime. They want to call it a crime, then they should follow the rules because a person should be indicted.
That's the other thing you'll learn in court is that they don't follow their own rules. The more that you interact with these people, the more you learn their system, the more you realize that they're not even following their rules. And there's nothing you can do in a lot of cases to force them to follow their own rules. Even if you point out them breaking their own rules, a lot of cases they can just ignore them. Trina, keep us in the loop, will you? I'm curious to know how things go for you in June.
I hope everything goes great, but I mean, I wish I had better things to say. This is a monopoly system, and monopolies traditionally provide really bad service.
Can I just tell you one quick thing, though?
Go, quick.
The first ticket that I got on December 22nd in Atlanta, I went in there with the Black Law's Dictionary on my lap, and I went in there ready to argue and everything. And before I get up there, now I'm really ready, this solicitor, whatever that means, she takes the ticket, and she goes, how do you plead? So I said, well, I'm not going to plead until I can establish jurisdiction. And she said, well, I don't understand this ticket. I motion to dismiss. And then the judge goes, dismiss honor. The ticket is dismissed. But the courtroom was packed. And that's the reason why
you won one. Maybe you can win another. Trina, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Good luck. Keep us in the loop. I'm interested to know how that pans out for you. And more coming up in the next hour. Hour 3 of Free Talk Live is on the way. 855-450-FREE. You take control.
Hi, I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
MeowBit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. MeowBit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, MeowBit. Go to MeowBit.com. That's MeowBit.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.